This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live. Join us here toll free, and we'll give you those numbers here in moments. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We've got the book burning story that I promised last night. Never got to the details on that. Plus, a court ruling has come down. San Francisco 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, 8-3, determining that it is freedom of speech to be able to wear unearned military medals.
And this is not the first time that this case has gone to court, and it's not the first time that such a ruling has come back this way.
And so we can get into that. You're welcome to join us here. We've got a Skype username if you want to join us that way. Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have toll-free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But let's start with the book burning, where, according to skynews.com.au, Russian authorities have burned more than 50 books and pulled more than 500 other volumes from university libraries on the grounds that they contain sentiments, quote, alien to Russian ideology, unquote.
What does that mean?
They don't get into details on that, but presumably those books represent things or present ideas that the Russian government does not appreciate. I'll go out on a limb. Maybe a book with some gay lovers in it. Because we know that Russia has been cracking down on gay people. It's illegal, basically, as I understand it, there to essentially be out and gay. Probably is illegal to be closeted and gay, too, if they find out. But it's not as bad as, like, Uganda, where gay people face the death penalty or would have faced the death penalty. I don't think that actually ended up going through. But it's pretty bad to where there are, like, skinhead thugs on the street, the streets of Moscow, that will attack people if they're wearing rainbow or if they believe that they are a little too flaming.
Right, but no, I'm just curious, specifically, you know, like, people choose terms for specific reasons. And they said alien to Russian ideology. Now, I'm guessing they're using the term alien to mean
foreign,
something that is not native to Russian ideology. And Russia is a very large country.
It sure is.
So, you know, like, the Eastern Russians that live somewhere near, say, North Korea, probably have a different culture than the people that live in the far western part of Russia near Europe.
Mm.
So, you know, like, it would be akin to saying, that's contrary to American values. Well, whose American values? Because here in the Northeast,
right,
things are a lot different than they were in the Southeast.
I'm the same way.
Which
I'm from
is
the
a
Southeast
lot different
well.
Than things are in California, which is a lot different than how things are in, say, Montana
about
or
Texas?
Idaho.
It's different in Texas than it is in Florida.
Yes.
I mean, I lived most all my life in Florida, then moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, by the way, crossed to 96% of its goal today. We can talk more about that a little bit later. But, yeah, New England's like a completely different world. Sure, people speak mostly the same language here. They speak a little different on some things like ka or uba.
Uba. Oh, it's a wicked pissa.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there's also cultural things that are different just between here and there as well. So, yeah, what does it mean to have Russian ideology? Well, they don't define that. So let's go on. The books, which most of them, by the way, are textbooks, were published with money from the Soros Fund, which in November was declared an, quote, undesirable agent, unquote.
Hold on. The Soros Fund, that's George Soros.
Presumably, yes.
And most Republicans here in the United States don't like George Soros. So does that mean that most Republicans are agreeing with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government? Let that one sink in for a moment there, Republicans that think that Vladimir Putin is the worst thing ever. You agree with him on something.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're jumping to a conclusion there, Daryl, that someone who's a Republican would support book burning. I mean, maybe there are people in our audience who do support book burning, and if so, would love to hear from you tonight as to which books should be burned.
Hold on. I didn't say they necessarily supported book burning.
Okay.
But they agree with Vladimir Putin in opposition of George Soros.
That Soros is an undesirable agent, but
yes.
You say they might not go so far as to demand that his books be burned?
That they might not go that far, but they might.
They might. So if you want to tell us about your book burn intended. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Have you ever seen a good book and wanted to burn it? Or I guess you wouldn't consider it to be good. Have you ever seen a book sitting on a shelf in a library and you just felt like you needed to throw it into a pyre? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Now, there's various reasons that one would burn a book. Sometimes you only have a book and it's cold and you need to start a fire.
And if then, it's staying warm and staying alive, then it makes sense to,
and
to
then
do that.
There are people that want to burn the book because they do not want anyone to read the words on the paper because those words are foreign to Russian ideas or American ideas or Texas or wherever it is that you live, and you want to burn the book because you don't like it.
Now, this is in stark contrast to a story we discussed last night where librarians were actually openly protecting their customers here in
yes.
the United States, especially the customers, the people who were checking out books that were heretical in nature, I believe were the words.
Heretical text.
That it was the librarian's duty to protect that person's identity beyond a certain period of time. So this is very, very much a contrast to that. In this case, the books over in Russia were removed from libraries in two colleges in the northwestern Komi region, and some were later burned. The Komi education minister said in a letter dated Wednesday that the books were destroyed to fulfill an order from a presidential envoy requesting that books published with funds from the Soros Fund be removed from circulation. So this definitely did come down from Vladimir Putin himself, presidential envoy coming there to take and burn books. The letter was sent to a local news site in response to a request for information, and George Soros is apparently a Hungarian-born American businessman, considered one of the 30 richest people in the world. So there you have it, books still being burned, and I imagine there are probably other stories about book burnings going on in the rest of the world. This is just the one that I happen to come across. So I wonder how often book burnings happen today. Here in the 21st century, in the year 2016, how common is it that the people will burn books? And if you want to share your thoughts on it as a practice in general, you're certainly welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What books would you want to see burned? I mean, because there've been a couple videos online recently of, like, the college kids being interviewed, like, with a hidden camera, you know, after this whole microaggression thing started to blow up on college campuses. And one of the videos, I believe the guy's named Ari, who does the video, I'd never seen him before, but he interviews college students and asks them if they want to get rid of the First Amendment. You know, just get rid of the whole First Amendment, the whole, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the right to petition, all of it. Get
okay.
rid of the whole First Amendment. And he was getting a surprising number of people who were willing to just sign a petition to abolish the First Amendment.
Wow.
So I wonder if, you know, it would be interesting to follow up that question those college kids were asked about the First Amendment. Follow that up with, you know, well, do you think that we should go ahead and implement getting rid of the First Amendment and then, you know, go ahead and burn some books? Because that's the next step, right? If you get rid of freedom of speech, then you got to clear up all the stuff that you don't want people to hear.
Right. And we've talked on the show before about the large number of people that say that certain books should be banned. But again,
in this country.
But again, it's one of those things to where, you know, like Pew or Public Policy Polling, whoever it is doing the surveys, they're asking questions in a certain order to where it might just be putting in the mind of the person, oh, yeah, there are things I don't want my first grader to read.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the specific question, even though it's three questions after. Do you think that, you know, certain things should be taught in school? they then ask the question, you know, are there certain books that you think should be banned?
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't really know what the people are thinking when they say, yes, books should be banned. If you ask them that question independent of all of the other questions, maybe they would give a different answer.
And that's why we have talk radio, so we can ask those questions. If you want to share your thoughts on banning books, are there any that you want to get rid of? 855-450-FREE.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number That is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the Liberty Forum is right around the corner. I mean, pretty much. It's going to be here before you know it. We've got a month to go, and those 4 weeks are just going to fly by. February 18th is when it starts. It goes through the 21st. It's a Thursday through Sunday, happening in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel. Great hotel, the largest convention space in all of New Hampshire. So it's an awesome event. It's put on by the Free State Project every year. Basically serves as a showcase to kind of show off the community here, the Liberty community that we have. The Free State Project, of course, the idea of getting libertarians to move to the same place, same geographic area, which is New Hampshire, was chosen about a decade ago now. And there have been people moving here ever since. But the official move doesn't begin until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 signatures. And we're getting close to 20,000. We're at 96% of the goal as of today. So the Liberty Forum is likely going to be taking place after that goal is reached. So it'll be the very first Liberty Forum since the goal has been reached. Very, very exciting times. Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker there. And there are other great speakers and panel discussions.
We'll actually be able to see that.
The Edward Snowden, yeah, because it's in the afternoon, not the evening, when we're going to be broadcasting live. We'll be broadcasting every single night there at the Liberty Forum. So we'll look forward to seeing you in real life, and you'll get to experience New Hampshire winter, but mostly be in a hotel where it's nice and warm. So check it out. Go to nhlibertyforum.com and get signed up there. Get your tickets locked in and register for your hotel room ASAP. I don't know how many hotel rooms there are left. I've heard they've been going quickly. So you don't want to be left out of the hotel. If you're going to be at Liberty Forum, it's best to stay in the hotel. Of course, there are always other options. nhlibertyforum.com. It's February 18th through the 21st. We go to Doug in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Doug.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Doug, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I know our universities have been teaching nothing but collectivism for generations now, so nobody seems to know the opposite philosophies and our founding of individual rights. I think they should both be taught so we can make an intelligent decision. But if you guys think George Soros is an American businessman, I will burn any book that you guys write. Because that man is not an American businessman. He's a destroyer of currencies. He doesn't produce a damn thing. He doesn't provide a service that anybody uses in the free market. He's a destroyer.
Well, I don't know that much about the guy. I mean, I'm just what I was reading was from a news article about books being burned that I guess he funded. So you're saying he earned a bunch of money by not doing business? I don't know anything about the guy.
No, he earned money
rich
by destroying currencies and betting against them.
All I know about the guy is he's a billionaire.
What books did he not want to burn, by the way?
There were apparently books that he had funded, some sort of textbooks the Russian government has now decided to burn. So what you're saying is he was really good at investing money in, like you said, he bet against certain currencies. I mean, it sounds like you're a little jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. Okay. I'm an American businessman actually producing a profit and producing a service that people are willing to buy. He's mm-hmm. not that type of businessman at all. He's not a business. He's not a capitalist. He's an anti-capitalist.
Yeah, well, I never said he was one or the other.
Nor did I.
Understanding capitalism is supposed to belong to us and not government. That's fascism. He's a fascist. He's one of the organizers of the New World Order that's going to be based on communism.
So a fascist communist system. Sounds kind of like what we have today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm living in what is left of a capitalist society, doing in an industry that doesn't have any regulation yet, just taxes. But I'm still making money because of that.
So you feel like because you have a product and a service that you offer that you're a better businessman than this other guy. Is that right?
Oh, heavens, yes. If you only do business with good people, you're only going to have good business.
Okay. And what was it that you said about burning books? You said you would burn our books if we supported George Soros?
If you write books and you support George Soros, yeah, I would burn your books. I would use it for kindling.
Now, what does it mean to support George Soros? Could I agree with George Soros on some things and disagree with him on others? Would that count as supporting him?
Oh, it may be, but if you know the premise behind what he's actually saying, you'll see that it comes from communism 100% of the time.
Well, I'm not denying
you agree on certain issues because of the way it feels, but understand the premise of where it comes from.
Well, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about George Soros. All I know is he's just a guy who's got a lot of money, funds a lot of lefty things. So, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure he's
all
yeah,
I really
right.
know
he
about
funds,
him, and
funds,
Republicans
yeah,
don't
he funds
like him.
A lot of nonprofit organizations here in the United States that are all designed to destroy individual liberty and destroy citizen-owned capitalism.
Well, I've also heard that he supports legalizing cannabis, which would actually improve individual liberty. So I'm going to agree with him on that particular issue, but there's probably some things that I don't agree
deal.
With him on.
Big deal. Thomas Edison was a pothead, right? Come on, guys. Why
big
is
deal.
So,
how about the million
so
human 42? Beings that are put in jail every single year because they
I
have some
that.
Sort of
I
drug?
I know that, and that shouldn't be done. I agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, good. So
but
then there you go. There you agree with George Soros.
The production of marijuana, something that creates a civil and prosperous society. It's a drug, you know. I mean, it doesn't really.
Tobacco's a drug as well.
Our way of living at all.
Tell that to somebody. Excuse me, sir. Tell that to somebody who is taking marijuana, taking cannabis for medical purposes, for whom it completely eliminates all symptoms of the particular medical malady that they have. Tell them that it's no big deal.
Helps with arthritis. Helps with depression.
I don't think there's a case where using marijuana removes all symptoms. I mean, it might be.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know there's, like for cancer, they have the chemotherapy, and it eases the discomfort of chemotherapy. I know that and certain things. But it doesn't get rid of all the symptoms. It's not a miracle drug.
Some things it does, actually. It is actually, in a lot of ways, a miracle drug. I mean, with all due respect, you sound like you don't really know what you're talking about, and you might want to go ahead and do some research on cannabis. It helps a lot of people with a lot of different maladies, and I've seen video footage of a young lady smoking cannabis, and her symptoms, physical symptoms, which included like shaking and like really awful kind of physical maladies, go away completely within like a minute of her taking just a few tokes off of a pipe. Further, I've known people in real life who have testified to me that they have had tremendous positive results with whatever their issues through use of cannabis. So for a lot of people, this is a very important issue. So there you go. You found one issue on which you agree with George Soros. But, you know, I'm not defending his position. I'm by no means am I defending his position on communism. I'm not in support of, you know, forced wealth redistribution. So I will certainly.
George Soros is probably for marijuana distribution across the country because they feel that it makes people stupid and non-productive. So I'm sure he is all for the use of cannabis throughout a population.
It makes people stupid and non-productive. Do you actually believe that's true?
That's what he thinks.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Doug. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And
I don't think I would jump to any conclusions about what someone I don't know thinks.
And, Doug, if you're looking for books to burn as kindling, there's a bunch of them on my website, fpp.cc. Feel free to buy as many as you want. Buy, like, a year's supply and burn them all you want. That's fine because I'm still getting paid when you buy my book.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Free. That's 855-450-3733. Is George Soros all bad? I don't think so. Is he mostly bad? Maybe. I don't know enough about the guy. I know he supports a lot of lefty stuff, so I'm sure I would disagree with him on a number of those things. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com where the first 30 days are on us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here for a book burning. No, actually, we wouldn't burn books because we're not like that. But the Russian government certainly is, and they have targeted 50 books for burning. They've pulled 500 from the shelves at a couple of different university libraries. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the concept, and maybe you support book burning, and you'd like to tell us which books you want to see burned. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also throw some business cards in there. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. They'll keep you warm for a little bit. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you go to vistaprint.com and use code FTL. You need to get business cards, maybe postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. Vistaprint does it all. Whatever it is you need for your home, office, they've got it. Small business, you're perfect for Vistaprint. Their products are super easy to order. They've got an easy designer there for the business cards. I used it to make some Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free palm cards that I can use to advertise the movie that I produced. And Vistaprint made it super easy. Plus, you can easily select whatever text, colors, backside, customizations that you want. You can even upgrade the quality of the card. Get a thicker stock, add a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, raised print. Super easy to use at Vistaprint.com. And guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. It's a great customer service experience if you need it, but you probably won't because it'll just work really well. Over at Vistaprint.com, code FTL gets you 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to a 50% savings over their regular site pricing. So Vistaprint.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So if you want to share your thoughts on burning books, you can certainly do that. Another issue that I think upsets a lot of people is the idea of people who were not actually in the military, or maybe who were in the military but didn't earn certain medals, wearing medals that they did not earn. And there are a number of people who get very, very upset about this particular activity. And in fact, some have been criminally prosecuted for it in the past. And now you've got an 8-3 ruling from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, according to Stars and Stripes at stripes.com. They said that the now repealed law against wearing unearned military decorations was a ban on a type of symbolic speech. And although the government can forbid falsehoods that cause tangible harm, like fraud or perjury, the Constitution restricts government regulation of expression based solely on its content, said the court.
Right, and before we get into this too much further, I just want to make a parallel here. On Halloween, it's completely acceptable for people to dress up as things that they are not.
Including military.
Including military, firemen, nurses, whether or not, you know, you're one of those naughty nurses or a regular nurse. You know, like, it's perfectly acceptable on one night of the year to dress up as something that you are not. And some of these regulations and laws that wind up getting passed don't make exceptions for basically what amounts to art or theater.
Okay.
So, you know, there could wind up being a regulation, and I think there's one in New Hampshire that there's a proposal to make it illegal to dress up like a member of emergency services, which my reading of this would basically mean that police on Halloween,
all the little kids,
could go around, everybody dressed up as a firefighter that's a little kid, and every female college student that dresses up like a naughty nurse needs to wind up being handcuffed and thrown in jail because they're violating this provision of dressing up like an emergency services person. Because there's no prohibition or no exception in the law for things that are obviously, you know, not acts of fraud.
Now, when it comes to fraud, with somebody dressing up like they were in the military wearing medals they didn't earn, I think that if it's just some guy walking down the street who's dressed as a Vietnam vet, but he wasn't ever in Vietnam, that's not going to be considered, that's not fraud. That's the free speech that they're talking about. If, however, you then use those medals to get into some sort of private club where the membership is only open to people who've actually been in these conflicts or whatever, then you would be using those medals to defraud that particular group.
Yes.
And I think in that case, at the very least, it would be a civil case that you would lose.
Yes.
But I don't think that someone should go to a prison cell because they put on some medals and paraded around the streets or even went to a party. Some people,
right,
you know, will do this so they can get extra attention from people in public or at some sort of social gathering.
Right, and, you know, how far back are we going to go with this? So you gave the example of somebody dressing up like they were in Vietnam, and I'm sure some people would take exception to that. But if somebody's walking around in, say, Civil War regalia, no one in their right mind is going to think, oh, this guy was actually in the Civil War.
Right.
Or he's trying to portray as though he was. So, you know, like, there has to be some kind of thing to where, you know, common sense comes into play to where, you know, people use their brains to determine whether or not the person's doing this for fraudulent purposes or just because, you know, like, I like playing dress up.
We'll tell you more about what the court decided here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mark, listening in Indiana to WIBC-FM. Hello, Mark.
Hi, yeah, regarding getting rid of books, I got a whole bunch of books here.
Yes, sir.
Bookmarks. I don't like bookmarks. They're just ugly. You can get hurt, too, if a book is, you've got stack of books on the side, and you got a bookmark sticking out. If you happen to walk past, they could actually bookmark cut you, like a paper cut.
A bookmark cut. I got to say, I've never had one before. Daryl, you do a lot of book work. You ever had a bookmark cut?
I haven't. I have got basically a paper cut from the corrugated cardboard that the books come in. You know, sometimes you open that up and you slide your finger the wrong way and you wind up, you know, slicing your skin open on the cardboard. So I've had that happen, but never on a bookmark.
Yeah, well, not just thinking ahead, just in case.
You got to watch out for those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Any books that have anything to do with executive orders, I think all of those should be burned. Any books that have anything to do with... they have pictures of, like, Hillary or Bill in them. Those all need to be burned. And the one last one is all books that have anything to do with Sharia law, because it sounds very troubling to me.
Okay, so I'm curious about your thing. Any book that has anything to do with executive orders? Most college and high school textbooks that talk about American history will reference executive orders. Would you burn college history textbooks?
Oh, yeah. Those with Common Core, too. Thanks for bringing up schools. Get rid of the Common Core books. Get rid of those, too. Yeah, get rid of them all. If you can get rid of one, get rid of them all.
Now, when... so let's clarify, though. Are you saying that that when you want these things burned, these books that you're listing, that you want this to be some sort of government project to clear out government libraries, or that this would be a private book burning? What do you envision?
What I would do is I would actually save the trees on the earth and send all those books to people that have fireplaces in their homes, and then just be smart. It'll clear up space in the libraries and that, so then we can actually open up more warehouses. And I imagine George Searles would probably be into that, probably would invest in that so that he can go ahead and have more control over everything. You know, he'd have more warehouses or, you know, to run whatever it is that he runs. So I guess someone said that he's a...
sounds like a convoluted plan. And want to let the board op know we are still hearing ourselves back in the Comrex Access. Hey, thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't think he was too serious about what he was saying there, although it did sound a little scary with the whole burn the...
anything that references Sharia.
Yeah, that sounded a little scary. I don't think book burnings are serious. I only asked the question to see if somebody was really serious about wanting to burn books. I suspect those people are actually out there. You can join us if you want to. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, because, you know, burning books, obviously a very un-American idea, very anti-free speech. We have to protect the free speech because it's the unpopular speech that needs protection. It's Free Talk Live.
Right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so so effective it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Don't forget to join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links you'll find there. There's Amazon links there for Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right one for you. Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. You get the stuff you're looking for at those great Amazon prices. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just going through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com. It was an 8-3 ruling. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the now repealed law against wearing unearned military decorations is a ban on symbolic speech. Quote, suppressing a symbolic communication threatens the same First Amendment harm as suppressing a written communication. This written by Judge Sandra Ikuta in the majority opinion, saying further, quote, wearing a medal has no purpose other than to communicate a message, unquote. She cited a U.S. Supreme Court ruling from 2012 striking down a related law that prohibited lying about receiving a military honor. That 5-4 decision said the law punished speech without requiring proof of intent to defraud, and that the government had other ways of protecting the public from deception. For example, an easily accessible database of legitimate medal recipients. You could check someone's claims. A year after that ruling, Congress enacted a revised law that makes it a crime to lie about military honors, but only if the liar intended to profit or to defraud someone.
Right. So if you wound up writing a book
about all of your military exploits that weren't real,
Or even if you wrote a book on, you know, anything, but as part of your bio on the book, you said, I want a Purple Heart, and you never want a Purple Heart. Obviously, you put that in your bio to try to sell books.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be an example of, you know, lying about it for attempted profit.
The new law does not punish someone solely for wearing the unearned medal. Dissenters from Monday's ruling said falsely wearing medals is conduct, not speech, and is potentially more harmful than lying about them. Quote, the wearing of an unearned medal dilutes the message conveyed by the medal itself, said Judge Jay Bybee, saying that, quote, the lie here is told in a more effective way. The ruling came in the case of Elvin Swisher, an Idaho man who served in the Marines from 1954 to 1957. In 2001, he filed a claim for post-traumatic stress disorder benefits, saying he'd been wounded and traumatized in a secret combat mission in North Korea in 1955, 2 years after the war ended. He said an unnamed captain had awarded him a Purple Heart and told him he was entitled to other service medals. After initially rejecting his claim, the government reversed itself and granted Swisher benefits in 2004 for PTSD from the secret mission. The government canceled the benefits in 2006 after concluding that Swisher's claims about the mission, the harm that he suffered, and the medals he earned were all fraudulent. In the meantime, Swisher wore his unearned Purple Heart when he testified as a prosecution witness against David Hinkson, convicted in 2005 of plotting to murder three people, including a federal judge. Despite learning of Swisher's apparent deception, the appeals court later upheld Hinkson's convictions. Swisher, who has never recanted his claims, was convicted of the false medal charge and three other crimes and has served a one-year sentence. His lawyer said Monday's ruling was a worthwhile expansion of First Amendment protection. So you are welcome to comment if you have some strong feelings about this. I know that this issue gets people riled up. There's one guy in particular here in the Keene area who we've actually had on this show. I won't name names, but he's been excoriated by people locally for allegedly wearing unearned medals, things that he did not earn. And there's still some question as to whether he was the person who wore them or who was actually wearing what or if it was even him. And I'm not really sure on all those details. But, man, people use that detail to just rake someone up the coals. I mean, just all over the place. They take somebody down because of that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things of there are so many unanswered questions about it. Was it him? Was it not him? What was it, a medal that he had manipulated? You know, like a medal that he had actually been awarded that he manipulated to look like something else?
I just don't care, personally. I mean, I just find myself so unconcerned with somebody who would wear military medals in public or to a party or whatever. I mean, look, if that's what somebody feels they need to do to, you know, be interesting to folks, I guess that's their choice. I mean, I think it is a little deceptive, obviously, and I don't support, you know, being dishonest about oneself. But, yeah, there's a fine line between dishonesty and theater, right? Between that
right.
and political theater.
And it's also... And I realize that I'm probably about to upset a lot of people here, but it's basically bragging about something that I honestly find to be immoral.
Being in the military.
Well, they generally only give you these medals when you wind up killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
Although there are a couple of the medals that you get because you got injured.
Right.
But, you know, like the Act of Valor, you don't get that just because you served. You get that because you were good at killing people.
So you definitely would never engage in something like this because you would not represent yourself falsely as something that you consider to be evil.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New York. And, Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
It's in New Jersey. Hello, white
New Jersey.
Guilty. Yes,
huh?
Hello, white guilty. How are you both doing?
What are you talking about? I don't feel guilty.
Well, you know, we're about to spice up the subject matter that is lame.
Yeah, spice it up, Ralph. Bring it on.
Okay. Thank you. But
I'm
the
ready.
Issue of, you know, the medal that is unearned.
Yeah.
You could definitely say that this black animal, El Negro, you know, who got the Nobel Peace Prize, he did not earn that. He did not deserve it. Therefore, he should return it back. Mr. Peacenik, Mr. Anti-War, Well, now,
I agree with you on that point without all the name calling. I certainly don't support the first part of what you said, but I agree with the idea that Barack Obama did not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. That how someone could be given a Nobel Peace Prize have taken a country to war, I don't get that.
Let's talk about, you know, anger in America, which is the subject matter of the magazine Esquire.
Are you an angry man?
What? Can you put a smiley face on what, you know, what Obama has done to this country? To pillage, plunder, ruin, rape. You want me to go up? You want me to go up? Turn it upside down? You know, and giving him enough rope to strangulate us. Okay? With the remaining time that he gives you enough rope
to strangulate what?
Strangle something.
Strangulate this country. Now, there are several questions I put out on the issue of, you know, anger in America, specifically the issue of race. That this is very interesting. Okay? Since Barack Obama was elected, do you think race relations in the United States has improved? 12% of that.
I don't know how you figure that stuff out.
Let me finish, guys. It has worsened 48% of the respondents said it does. Okay? Stayed about.
So there was some poll where people said that they thought race relations were worse, so that means race relations are worse? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm going to put this guy down here further, because According to most of the white respondents, okay?
You're losing me, Ralph. You're losing me. Can you understand what he said there?
Something about in Florida and Hispanics, and I wasn't really sure if those were even the things he said.
It has nothing to do with Florida and Hispanic. I'm talking about the respondents to the survey. Most of them
The respondents to the survey.
Okay.
I wish you would get Skype, Ralph, because it's so hard to understand you sometimes. I don't know if I trust just because people say they think race relations are worse means race relations are worse. I mean,
let me dig into this matter further, if I may, because the magazine itself has,
Esquire magazine?
Esquire magazine.
Uh-huh.
The weird part, whites are much more likely than blacks to say that race relations have become worse since Barack Obama was elected. One possible explanation, whites are down on race relations because of the way they believe they are treated. Not because
The way they believe they're treated.
Believe they're treated has to do with why they think race relations are worse?
Let me finish. Not because of the way blacks are treated. Now, all I can say to these things here, guys, is this. Obama is getting what he is giving. This man, in my
opinion, I think is true of just about everybody. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-453. And you can join us here. Hour number two on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.